The opera music blasting out of the protesters' loudspeakers on the fifth anniversary of the Fenice fire carried across the Grand Canal to the Palace of Justice, where, as it happened, prosecutor Felice Casson was making his closing remarks in the arson trial of Enrico Carella and Massimiliano Marchetti. The charge of attempted murder had been set aside in an earlier session. Casson sat alone at a table in the high-ceilinged chamber, wearing black robes over a collarless shirt and facing a panel of three judges. He spoke for 5 hours, detailing the case against the two electricians. The defendants and their lawyers sat at tables behind him. Enrico Carella wore a dark suit, a silk tie, and polished black shoes. Massimiliano Marchetti was dressed in a sport jacket, corduroy pants, a plain tie, and work shoes. Both were subdued. Carella shifted nervously in his chair. Casson told the story of the fire in a meticulous, spellbinding narrative. The workers leaving the theater at the end of the day, Carella pouring solvent on a pile of planks of wood upstairs in the ridotto in preparation for setting the fire later on, Carella and Marchetti hiding as the last of the workmen left, Carella using a blowtorch to ignite the fire while Marchetti stood lookout, the fire creeping, then roaring through the theater. Casson's narrative was accompanied by a computerized, three-dimensional reenactment shown on four large television monitors placed around the courtroom. In the course of his recitation, Casson made it clear that he had placed the two young electricians under near-constant, almost obsessive surveillance. In one conversation, taped after a lengthy interrogation at police headquarters, Carella and Marchetti had gotten into their car unaware that it had been bugged. Their behavior at this moment, Casson said, was significant. They get into the car, and you would think that after what they'd been through, they would blurt out, as any normal, innocent person would, "They're crazy, this is madness, what do we have to do with the Fenice?" Instead, Carella says, "Mauro better get his story in line." They were worried about somebody named Mauro. They were hiding him. Then Massimiliano tells Enrico that he didn't mention Mauro's last name to the police, and Enrico answers, "Good, perfect." The recording was the first time Casson had heard mention of Mauro Galletta, a fishmonger who lived near the Fenice. According to Casson, Carella and Marchetti wanted to keep his existence unknown for two reasons. First, a few hours before the fire, Galletta had come to the Fenice at Carella's request to take photographs of the electrical work that Carella's company was doing at the time. Those photographs, once they came to light, proved that Carella was way behind schedule and faced a penalty charge, which Carella had repeatedly denied. The prospect of a penalty was central to Casson's explanation of a motive. It was just as important to Carella's defense to prove he was not facing a penalty. Second, after leaving the Fenice, Carella and Marchetti had not gone directly to the Lido, as they had said. They had gone to their friend Mauro Galletta's house to smoke marijuana and eat pizza. According to Galletta, they arrived at his house a little after 9 o'clock. This would have made it impossible for them to have reached the Lido by 9:15, as they had claimed.